It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about the hardest part of losing weight is keeping it off. It's the beginning of a new year. We want to let go of those bad habits. And for many of us who've been in the house with COVID, we might have eaten too much and put on some extra weight. And now we're angry at ourselves and we don't feel good. Well, for me, it was a little bit more than that, because a third of my life, I was overeating. I was actually 58 pounds heavier than I am now. They call it doubly obese. I was eating my feelings down, and I didn't even know it. But my moment of truth came when I was on a vacation in my early 20s in Puerto Rico, and I came out of the water and I saw my body and I saw the fat that I had put on, and I couldn't deny it anymore. So I came back to New York City and I found a support group. And this group of people helped me because it wasn't just the physical problem. They also saw it as an emotional problem and a spiritual problem. And there are many support groups out there that can help. The major thing is not to do it alone. So during the course of the next few years, it was very uncomfortable because I didn't even know my range of feelings. I had to learn that. When I was angry at you, I couldn't go to chocolate cake. Or when my friend Ina died, I had to feel those sad feelings and not cover it up with excess food. But you know what? What I got back by going through this discomfort with other people was I got back myself. I know who I am today, and I'm stronger for it. There are many things I learned along the way, and I'm going to share those with you now. Number one, if you've endured the pain of overeating and you're ready to find a different way of coping, try to find new ways of rewarding yourself that don't involve food. Number two, don't do it alone. Reach out for support. There are many different types of support groups that are available. Although you may feel ashamed that you can't do this yourself, really reaching out for support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Number three, do something especially nice for yourself each day. Stroke yourself more, splurge, take time to be with a friend, even if it's a phone call or FaceTime. Buy yourself something special. It doesn't even have to cost that much money. Just something a little bit that will make you happy. Number four, make a list at the end of the day at things you've done right. I'm sure you know a lot of what you've done wrong. We tend to be very perfectionistic with ourselves as women. But did you acknowledge yourself for all you did today that was right? Number five, dress your best, whatever weight you're at. Take pride in yourself. Try to keep a positive outlook. Act as if the weight will come off, and I guarantee it will. I know we're dressing casual now because many of us aren't going to the office, but take pride in what you look like. Number six, start simplifying your life. Clean out the fridge of unhealthy foods. Simplify your day by avoiding excessive busyness. Remember, what I truly hungered for, and probably what you truly hunger for, is love, connection with other people, not food.